So, dear friends, Advent continues, doesn't it? The second candle is now lit and our waiting extends, even as winter itself begins to extend around us. And yes, we wait, we watch, and we wonder. We wonder when peace will ever be found. Will peace enter my heart and your heart? Will we see peace unfold in the world around us? Peace is a traditional theme for the second Sunday of Advent. Not just peace that's an absence of violence, but a peace that passes understanding. A peace that brings wellness. A peace that allows the wolf to lie down with the lamb. A peace where people are brought back into communion with God. A peace that is free of hurting, free of guilt, free of regret. Where is this peace? When will this peace come? Zechariah's song is a poem of intense prophecy and praise. It moves us toward this unfathomable peace of God. And his song comes to us as we desire this full peace of God, which God extends to us in Jesus. So we watch, we long for this peace, and yet so often we see and experience very little of it. So who was this song singer Zechariah anyway? Like Mary, the mother of Jesus, Zechariah was surprised by a visit from an angel. And like Mary, he questions what the angel says. He wonders about it, about this message of a miraculous pregnancy. You see, Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth were without children and were well along in years. And when the angel said, "Soon you, Zechariah, and Elizabeth will have a child," well, Zechariah, he found that hard to believe. At his age, at Elizabeth's age, and he challenged the angel's message. In response to Zechariah's doubt, Gabriel took away his voice, so Zechariah, the priest, could no longer say any words. Now you'd think a priest, a pastor, someone of his calling, would know how to listen and obey when a message comes from God, especially when it's got such great news going on with it. Yes, the priest, the pastor, falls silent. He's no doubt musing on the experience that he had with an angel. And in his silence, I wonder if he was also thinking about the promise of a son and the thought of his beautiful Elizabeth finally being a mother. If only Zechariah had responded like Mary, who was resolved and faithfully said, "May it be done to me according to your word." Yet Zechariah reveals something else to us. Often, it is the older people in a community who, the ones who cherish the old memories, the old stories, it's such as these who keep alive the rumor of hope. Zechariah comes across in this song as someone who has pondered great agony, his own as well as the people around him. And yet he's also a man who has considered great hope. He's pondered this for many years now as an old man. And now the agony and the hope swirl together. Gabriel's word comes true. Zechariah and Elizabeth have a baby. And 8 days after the baby is born comes the great day to give the baby a name. Zechariah still couldn't speak, And so everybody assumes that, well, he's going to be named after his father. Elizabeth says, no. His name is John. Now, people are confused. I mean, the tradition then was that you would name a baby after a father or a grandfather, somebody in the family. John? Why John? Nobody in your family is named John. So instead of letting Mother Elizabeth name her own child, the crowd goes over to Zechariah. They say, hey, Zechariah, what do you think? Zechariah gets a writing tablet. It's probably a flat stone with wax on it. And he writes, his name is John. All of a sudden, Zechariah could speak. By giving his son a name, Zechariah was restored. The name is significant after all. It's more than a name. When Zechariah writes down the name of his son on the tablet, he is also giving a confession of faith. For the name John means God is gracious. Yes, Zechariah, God is gracious, full of grace, full of mercy. And now with baby John in his arms, Zechariah begins to sing. His heart is filled with the Holy Spirit and his mind is awakened to the grace of God. Now look at your hymnal, and I want to follow along. Page 226. It says Benedictus at the top, right? Okay, good. Follow with me. This is what Zechariah says. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets who have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him, all the days of our life. It's then, probably with John in his arms, that Zechariah looks at his baby boy and says, and you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, when the day shall dawn upon us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Would you read line 7 with me? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Dear friends, pay attention to this song. The sunrise has visited us. Jesus has come, full of tender mercy, to forgive your sins, to give you light. You who sit in darkness, oh, the Lord has seen you sitting in your darkness, and he has not left you there. You who reside in the shadow of death, the Lord has come to you to lift you up, to guide you in the pathway of peace. Dear friends, peace is not an idea. Peace is not something we accomplish. Peace is Jesus Christ pulling you up beside himself and saying, I love you. Follow me. So this gift, this remembrance, is a great way to start the day. Did you see where we were at in the hymnal? Did you see the top? matins. Raise your hand if you know what matins is, the old tradition. Yes, the prayer early in the morning. As the sun rises, we sing the praise of the sunrise who comes to deliver us, to deliver you. So may your days begin in the spirit of Zechariah's song. The sunrise has come. The sun has called you to walk with him that he might guide your feet into the way of peace. And yet even now, we long for Jesus to come in full glory at the end of time. Until then, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until he comes again. Amen.